Hello and welcome to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz with...
I'm Sherry Kane.
Broadcasting tonight from Kona, Hawaii, from the Big Island of Hawaii. We are here at 6 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Hawaii time, 9 o'clock Pacific, and on the East Coast, midnight is when the Insight Hour comes to you live. Ideally every week. We took a break last week because we had a lot of things happening that we simply could not make it. We had some family issues that we needed to deal with, and we were traveling, so we neglected last week. But typically every Tuesday night we come to you live and talk about the world's worst news and the world's best news. It's one of those programs where we give you both. So if you'd like to join us, go on to bbsradio.com, which is our wonderful support network. On bbsradio.com, you've got some terrific hosts bringing you 24/7, 365, some fabulous information that you won't get in too many other places. Lots of great folks from Fred Bell and others hosting great programming. And this network is on its way to maybe even take over for Rupert Murdoch. Sherry, what do you think? He's in the news recently.
Yeah, definitely. I think Rupert Murdoch's always in the news, though. How is that anything?
It's a wishful thinking. I'm wishfully thinking that it's going to take over for Rupert Murdoch. You know, what's in the news, folks? You know, besides Obama's health care reform that we can spend some time talking about tonight. And first, I suppose I should give it up to the Creator for all the blessings that we're constantly receiving. So all of you listening, just lend an ear and a heart to this prayer for our sustenance, our continued uplift in the spiritual realm and the spiritual renaissance. May we all be blessed optimally to serve divinity maximally. And humanity really needs it right now, and we're being attacked. So Heavenly Creator, I ask for a special blessing of protection against all of us through the chemicals that pollute our bodies, through the air and the water and the food. I ask a special blessing and anointing of spiritual protection and a transformation of the energies and the biochemistry that would cause disease or illness, that I ask for a special blessing of sustenance and healing and protection, because that is what we know we can depend on. We rely on you, Heavenly Creator, for that sustenance, for that uplift, for that healing, and we ask for that to be powerfully instilled in all of the Insight Hour listeners and all those who support BBSradio.com all these years. So thank you. In Yeshua's blessed name, I praise you, Creator. Amen.
Amen.
And then, you know, I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com. And Sherry, why don't you tell folks a little bit about HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, because they're new to the scene, and it's an invitation to all of you folks listening to get engaged with us as collaborators, as partners, in evolving an organization that can not only bring money to you, but also prosper you in the best ways possible, always. Everything from emotional and psychological health and well-being, but also physical health and well-being. Fabulous opportunities for education, fabulous opportunities for selling and giving people products that are the best in the healing industry, and Healthy World Organization, evolving as an alternative to the genocidal World Health Organization. So, Sherry, why don't you share a little bit about that sponsor for Insight Hour?
Well, I know some of you out there are OxySilver affiliates. Well, this is a similar opportunity. The only difference is now, instead of just having OxySilver, there is 7 additional products besides for the OxySilver to do the same thing that you do with the OxySilver, and you know that it's free to join. You get a free website, free web link. In this case, you also get a banner. You just have to contact me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com and get your banner, and you can put that on your website. And we have a lot of radio stations right now participating, so we give them a banner. They put it on their website. You click the link. It comes out to their own personal web link, which is a clone of our website, and then they can pick which products they want. The customers that they know can click their link. Their people that listen to their station can click their link, pick a product, and anytime anybody buys it from your link, you get a rebate check. You get commissions on it. And so it's a great opportunity. It costs you no money at all, and you're going to be promoting some of the most advanced, amazing, alternative healthcare remedies around. So if you're not right now, not doing anything for work, this is a great opportunity for you to make a little bit extra money. If you are, you do have a job, this is a great opportunity for you to supplement your income, and also save a lot of lives. Saving lives, that's what we're in the business to do. And so, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com and, sign up right away. Once you sign up, email me at info@healthyworldaffiliates.com and let me know that you signed up, and I'll make sure that you get approved in the back office, and you'll be set to go with your own website. So it's an amazing opportunity, and I think everybody should join. It's amazing.
You know, what's great about this, it's really for the first time we're offering the opportunity for radio stations, as Sherry mentioned, to come on with like a foolproof tracking system. In the past, I know radio stations had hesitated in bringing these types of programs into their operations. But now we actually give the radio stations and those who are advertising on the radio station actually toll-free numbers. They're unique toll-free numbers that when those calls come into the toll-free number, they're tracked, and all the sales that go through the affiliate's website. So let's say you join for free as an affiliate and you sign up a radio station. Well, gee whiz, that radio station, now we can give them an 800 number. That's a toll-free number. Our organization pays for that number. And that way the radio station can be sure that the calls that come in are assigned to the radio station, and the commissions are paid to you and the radio station as our affiliates. So it's a wonderful cooperative. It's essentially the best program that I've ever seen that brings together the concept of collaboration and this concept of partnering to save lives and educating people worldwide over the internet to provide an alternative to the lies and the genocidal manipulations of the populations, particularly from vaccinations. So that's what we're doing. HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. I want to give it up to that, them, these folks, and Sherry for doing the work, and Art Thompson and Rhonda and Jackie and all the other folks that support us in Idaho, and also to the distribution center that we have, Tracy and his boys and girls down in Utah. Everyone is involved in Healthy World Organization, making sure that you get your products in time, that you get your commissions paid, that you get your check at the end of the month. And so it's taken us, if you've been paying attention to this program, I've been mentioning it on and off for the past 2 years. It's taken us about 2 years to get it rolling, to make sure everything's operating properly. And all of our testing that has been done by Roger and all sorts of other people, Robert and the folks over in Europe that have been testing it, making sure that it operates, wonderful. It's happened, and it's happening now. So just go to healthyworldaffiliates.com to sign up. Get your own free website. There's nothing to buy. That's what's different. It's not a multi-level. Multi-level organizations typically charge you money to join. They charge you money to maintain a website, and or they require you to monthly purchase something. We don't. We're simply providing an educational resource, a collaboration, a partnership to provide you and your friends and family with the information you need to wake up, to be protected, be prepared, and literally boost your immunity and get healthier and save lives. And then, since you don't have to buy anything, it's a referral source. We give you a website, and anyone that you want to have any of the products or educational materials, you simply send them to your website. It's got our website with a number attached to it. That becomes your website. So,
and also I want to add that Healthy World Organization is the umbrella of Healthy World Affiliates, and Healthy World Organization is what we are advancing, which is ultimately going to take out the World Health Organization. We're going
to. We should have in the background children cheering and family cheering. You know, I've been just doing the documentary. I'm still finishing that up. Prayers, I need folks. Prayers. A lot of I'm sure you can appreciate. You know, satanic objections to me administering the truth that shall set us free. So the blocks and the challenges to my time and the work on final editing of the new documentary, Pharma Whores. You go to pharmawhores.com to watch the trailer, but the film is just about finished. Feature-length documentary coming up called Pharma Whores. Send me your prayers, some of your protection and angels of protection and facilitation for me to advance the completion of Pharma Whores, the documentary is appreciated at this time. Sherry, sorry, I didn't want to interrupt.
Yeah, Pharma Horrors is actually coming out to be really amazing. There's a lot of great surprises in there. I especially like that character, Pharma Vamp.
You mean the bloodsucker, Pharma Vamp, a little vampire that sucks your blood just like the pharmaceutical cartel with the vaccination contaminations steal your pure blood. And we've got a character in the documentary, which is very serious, but it takes off from the Showtime three-year Emmy Award-winning program called Bullshit, Penn and Teller's Bullshit. I kid you not, that is the name of the show. So I'm not cursing on this airway. I'm telling you the name of the show, and the reality is that they are going to be exposed royally. We've done a beautiful job, and there's some surprises, like Sherry said, a character named Pharma Vamp who will pop up and give you a commercial from Costco and give you another commercial from Chase Bank, Rockefeller Bank, and I'm sure you'll greatly appreciate it, and I think you'll be able to share it with those people. You know, those folks who have no ears to hear, or they look at you kind of strange when you try to tell them what the truth is. You know, we're going to use the media. I know Redstone and Murdoch, Pharma Whores, Penn and Teller, to deliver the message in a way that you've never seen before, and I'm sure you will applaud. Yes, indeed. So there we go. So to start the Inside Hour tonight, I wanted to just mention a couple things. On tap right now is this healthcare reform issue that Barack Obama has advanced. Actually, it's not Barack Obama at all. It's the Rockefeller, Rothschild, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that engaged the depopulation specialists, George Soros, Ted Turner, the folks that are calling for, actually Bill Gates also. Another special that you'll see in Pharma Whores, the documentary, is Bill Gates, who is advancing vaccination and has put about $1 billion from the Gates, Melinda, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation fund into $1 billion into vaccinating poor people around the planet. Well, the fact of the matter is that they're injecting people with live viruses and viral genetic materials that are going to recombine and really wreak havoc with the whole human, you know, society. All of civilization is at risk right now for extermination. And we have to look at that risk. And again, my prayer tonight, as in every now week that I've been praying, I pray for my family, I pray for my friends, and I pray for all of us to wake up and be protected energetically, biospiritually, biologically and spiritually, because essentially all healing occurs first, fundamentally, energetically or spiritually. Even pills, chemicals do not create the healing. There's this issue of faith and trust. If you believe in them, then you're going to about 30% of the people who believe in drugs are going to get healed. It is like Jesus said, it is by your faith that you are healed. And he said that a number of times. And, you know, you can look at the book of Matthew. You can read that where that was his affirmation, faith in the creator, faith in the creator, the boss, that who sustains and uplifts, that Yeshua's name. Yahshua, Jesus' real name, Yahshua, it means Yah saves. And he always said, I've come in the name of my Father, and the name is holy. You keep it holy. Remember the name and keep it holy. That's what the Bible talks about. And that name means Yahshua's name, the Son of the Creator's name, literally translated means Creator saves. So that's the faith and trust, and that's the bioenergy, the spirituality that is required today to sustain and heal. And so in this urgent time in history where depopulation is advancing, where the drug industrialists are vaccinating people with foreign genetic materials that are absolute certain to recombine, creating worse plagues than ever, that's what they're banking on. Literally, you know, the blood banks, the blood bankers, they're the same as the drug industrialists, the same as the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, energy cartel directors. These folks put out energy, nuclear, and other. They put out the drugs and the vaccinations. These people are the same, and they direct pharma media. Sherry, why don't you give a little background on what the word pharma media implies?
Well, a lot of people don't know that the pharmaceutical industry actually and the media are one in the same. The media, people like Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News, News Corp, and mostly almost all the other media
Wall Street
out
Journal.
There, right.
Then, by the way, this second part of the news tonight deals with what Rupert Murdoch and Wall Street Journal have heralded in the last day, is that they are now advancing virtually an attack against the Chinese government. And that plays in very importantly to geopolitics and the evolution into this new world war that has been predicted in the Book of Revelation and that we're currently now on the brink of, with China being the new superpower. Now, that's an interesting thing. Sherry, go ahead.
Well,
pharma media.
Yeah, well, basically, this, let's talk about Rupert Murdoch for 1 minute. Rupert Murdoch, who, you know, if you want to go down the list of what he actually stands behind, what he has stock holdings in which he owns, Fox would be number one on the list, 20th Century Fox. Then you have sports,
motion pictures as well.
Exactly. Sports like the L.A. Dodgers, the L.A. Kings, the L.A. Lakers. He has holdings in these all these sports teams. Not only that, but he's also on the board of directors of Philip Morris, who's poisoning us with cigarettes forever, right? So here's a guy, like, think about it.
Warner.
He's poisoning us with the cigarettes, right?
Right.
The same guy is poisoning us with the cigarettes is also some guy who has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute, medical institutes, along with his mother, Elizabeth Murdoch, who is the person that runs the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne. And so here you go. So she's going to go, what, fix you after you get lung cancer from the cigarettes. Murdoch told you. I mean, look at that.
And the vaccinations, the H1N1
exactly.
Flu vaccines, that's where the staff of the Murdoch Children's Research Institute were involved and the Royal Women's Hospital. And the Murdoch Children's Research Institute is directed by his daughter-in-law, Sarah Murdoch,
yes.
And his son, James
is
the heir apparent.
Director of SmithKline-Beecham.
And so there you've got the Murdoch family that are in the news today with regard to telling, and by the way, YouTube and Google are virtually controlled by Murdoch as well. Do the research. You'll find out to be so. And the fact is that in the news, the Chinese government had forbade Murdoch and YouTube and Google with regard to certain disclosures on certain websites. And he apparently is now going against the Chinese government and alleging that the Chinese government is censoring important internet communications and access to certain websites for political reasons. Meanwhile, if you look at my submissions, my clips that I put up on YouTube that have been suppressed, the number counts, you can watch as the people who watch the YouTube clips that I've posted, that as the, let's say it starts off, you know, at one and it goes up to 250,000 with some of the clips I put, but as it goes up, you see it going down. And so they're actually controlling the numbers of hits that the clip views show, and everything about the internet is so controlled.
Well, why would they do that? Let's talk about why they want to control. When they lower your numbers, it puts less credit on what you're doing.
Of course.
It makes it seem like nobody's watching it. They're basically saying, well, nobody's watching this. This means nothing. So they're discrediting your work when they take away all of the people that are watching it. And then a lot of people ask me, why do they do this? And that's the reason why. They
sure.
want to discredit us.
Of course. And you know, if it were to be shown that Horowitz and Kane had, let's say, a million hits on one of the submissions that we recently put out, which included the Michael Moore's exposés that Sherry Kane was heavily involved in digging up and writing about, and then, you know, gee whiz, there were so many blessings that we put out on YouTube right now. What's the list? How can people best get to Dr. Len Horowitz's YouTube website, Sherry?
Well, they can Google Dr. Len Horowitz's channel. You have your own channel on there.
On YouTube.
Yeah, there is a Dr. Leonard Horowitz, which is you as well, but all of your main work is on Dr. Len Horowitz's channel on YouTube. So
if people put in their search engine, youtube.com, and then the YouTube search engine will come up, or the search window.
Well, you can just do it in a Google search.
You can do that.
Dr. Len Horowitz's channel. Right?
Oh, really? And then the YouTube channel will come up.
Exactly.
Wonderful. And then tonight, folks, we're not broadcasting because because we are traveling. As I mentioned, we just landed in Hawaii, in Kona, Hawaii, for the first day right now, and we don't have our studio access. So the television network that we broadcast weekly on also, it is up right now, but it's broadcasting taped. It's not live. It's love528tv.net, love528tv.net. And typically BBS Radio and Seth in engineering picks that up, that broadcast, and BBS Radio actually plays the live video feed as well as the audio on Tuesday night, Inside Hour. Can't do it tonight, though.
No.
It's going to be difficult. We're going to be in Hawaii for about a month on ministry, business, and affairs that we're doing, finishing up the documentary, et cetera, et cetera. And it's going to be challenging. We're going to try to bring you a feed, a video feed next week, but can't depend on it. Can't tell you for sure yet.
No, but you know what? We're in Hawaii, so I'm really happy about that.
Oh, you are? what are you doing in Hawaii? What else are you planning to do in Hawaii?
I'm happy that I just love it here, actually. It's a very spiritual place, and it always makes me feel like I don't want to leave when I'm here. I think you get really in touch with your spirituality in this place that you don't get in the mad land.
In the mad land. We call the mainland the mad land for Hawaii.
Yeah. So you get spoiled, you know. If you haven't been to Hawaii, and you definitely should come and visit the health retreat that Dr. Horowitz is overseeing out in on the Big Island, not far from Hilo, the city of Hilo. And it's an amazing place. It's a place you go to, and it's got all raw land. It has steam-vented hot lava steam coming from the ground, from the earth. It has a place where you can sit in these sauna boxes and get steamed and detox, and take some amazing, drink amazing water. And
you know, I'm so thankful to be back. We were here at Christmas time for only a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And I'm thankful to be back. You know, I tell everyone, and this is the truth, you know, I spend 3 weeks here and I feel 20 years younger, you know, so, and that's part of that is just getting out and doing the exercise for sure that I, as demanded by the orchards and the vegetable gardens, because here, you know, we're advancing a model community. A conscious, spiritually oriented community that understands permaculture, how we can work in harmony with nature, how we can grow our own food, how we don't need to violate chemically the environment or our own bodies in order to live sustainably. And so this is a wonderful opportunity that we're advancing here. Again, we need your prayers because we've been under attack. If you were to search on the websites for what we're doing here, you'd probably find that we were shut down by the county of Hawaii, and the litigations involved in that are still ongoing. So we're not out of the woods yet, but things are looking brighter, things are looking up, and I suspect strongly over the next year, by God's grace and your prayers, support, everything over here will be in great shape, and you'll have to come and visit us. Indeed.
Yeah, because we'll be living here permanently.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Maybe you will be. I've got a lot of work internationally. I still have to do a lot of traveling for speaking. I want to thank all the folks up in Toronto. Libby Gardon and Helen and all the folks that just hosted me up in Toronto at Total Health Expo 2010. And folks, one of the things that came out of that meeting is another event that we're just now starting to plan with various groups of activists up in Toronto and actually all across Canada with Sean Buckley and his organization and the Friends for Health Freedom up there to have a screening of Pharmahores, actually potentially a world premiere in June of Pharmahores, the documentary. So that's wonderful. We had a wonderful time in Toronto, and thanks for all those folks up there that supported our work and came out to see us.
Yes, definitely. Thank you all for just coming out and showing your support. And you know, it's you had a lot of people behind you there, and it was really a great speaking that you did. I mean, your presentations were amazing.
Oh, they're just getting better because the Creator's getting better in me, you know, in my heart, you know, and it's just, everything is just coming together so nicely. And I pray that that's the case for every single one of you listening. You know, a lot of people still have challenges. You know, council the other day. And I also want to thank Mike Adams from the, you know, the health ranger, Mike Adams, who has
naturalnews.com.
He just did a wonderful program in the Moxor Theater in Southern California that I just presented at, and we had a wonderful time there the other day. And we're going to also be advancing some wonderful programs throughout North America that deal with the issues of natural healing and sustaining our freedom and our right to access the botanicals and the herbs and everything we can do to not only politically and legislatively and legally prohibit the Codex Alimentarius, which is the incursion into the natural healing arts and sciences and products and manufacturing, to be deemed under the control of the FDA and the global industrialists that direct the FDA as a shill for the drug cartel. And we're going to be continuing to work with Mike Adams. We met for the first time, and I really appreciate him, and I really appreciate everything that he's doing. So if you want to support Mike Adams at naturalnews.com and pray for our collaborations in the coming months, that would also be something to put on your prayer list.
Yep. And so let's want to get back to some of the news that's going on.
Yeah, so what do you make of this thing? Now, Rupert Murdoch in China now, the Chinese government has forbade Murdoch to open up certain websites and certain information. And yet Murdoch, who is a manipulator of the media and the mass mind through the propaganda mechanisms. Again, this is Time Warner is a Murdoch entity. The Associated Press, Murdoch sits on the board of directors of Associated Press. The other major Western news source is Reuters News Service by Thomas Glocer. He's the editor-in-chief, and he's on the board of directors of the Merck Pharmaceutical
and
Company.
These are all people actually on the board at the Partnership for New York City, which
right.
is the core. If you go to the Partnership for New York City, you look that up, Google that, you'll see that it's a David Rockefeller organization. It's co-chaired by Rupert Murdoch and Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs. And they are major funders for the ABC-Disney merge, and also they fund all of Michael Moore's production.
And AstraZeneca MedImmune, the
exactly.
producers of the flu mist vaccine that is spreading the highly mutagenic, highly unstable H1N1 swine flu virus that was laboratory-prepared, put into the flu mist, injected up our children's noses, and those viruses actually shed or spread. They're transmitted from vaccinated people to non-vaccinated people, and as they do, they pick up the risk of recombining with more deadly viruses. And folks, by the way, if you haven't heard me say this already, I mentioned it a couple weeks ago on the Inside Hour, there are at least two public health departments in the United States currently advertising, come get your H1N1 vaccines, because it appears that the risk of H5N1 recombining with the H1N1, which kills 60%, the H5N1 kills about 6 out of 10 people it infects, that they're saying that that's next year's threat. Well, that was this year's threat, as I've been calling it, and now we've got even the public health community coming out and actually reinforcing that great risk. The number one risk is all those fools who get vaccinated, because they don't realize they're dealing with a laboratory engineered recombinant that is highly unstable and easily mutates when it bumps into other viruses in the environment or in people's bodies, such as the H5N1 we're told is currently out there and spreading.
So you see all the ties that the media has with the pharmaceutical industry, and how they're all one in the same. They're all in bed together, and it's just really scary. People are scared to hear that. So when you hear these promotions of these flu mist and the AstraZeneca on TV, just remember that it's their products they're promoting.
They're pushing genocide.
It's their own products they're pushing as well.
Sure.
So they're pushing the products. You're going to buy them. They're going to make a lot of money, and ultimately they're going to kill you. So,
well, ultimately they'll get you sick. See, the profiteering off of humanity's suffering comes from the side effects. Right. It's a slow kill. It's a basically what they call non-lethal warfare. They're injecting you with vaccinations. They are biochemical weapons, weapons of mass destruction that kill slowly, not like a bullet quickly. They kill slowly and profitably because the drugs that people are given in order to combat the side effects of the vaccinations, all the autoimmune diseases that are created through vaccination contamination of your blood supply, all of the cancers that are induced. This is for like with the HPV, the herpes papillomavirus, given like the Gardasil to the children. Gee whiz, all of these things are cancer risk, cancer triggers, and they're creating the cancers that we currently have pandemic. So this is how depopulation is being conducted most profitably and covertly. And it is really, if you thought about how demonic and literally genius this whole system is, of taking out 6 billion targeted people, people who are targeted for elimination through vaccinations and the intoxications through the water, the chloride, the fluoridation, all of this garbage, the intoxication. When you think about how stupid that is with today's technology, when we know ultraviolet light kills viruses, you know, you don't have to worry about polluting water. All you have to, with, you know, with chlorine, chlorination, bromination, all these pools, all of these jacuzzis, contaminating the groundwater, all sorts of things that are polluting people's bodies and causing cancer. You could eliminate that just understanding light. Ultraviolet light kills the viruses and kills the bacteria, the plagues that are causing disease. So if it's good enough for the top of the line water purification systems, why isn't it good enough for our public health officials that work with the municipal water supplies? I can tell you personally, having done training at Harvard School of Public Health in this whole area of environmental health science and water purification and sanitation, I can tell you all the good technology is being suppressed by the drug industrialists because they simply are gaining, they're profiting, and they're also conducting depopulation.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's a nightmare, and it's scary. People want you to wake up, don't get vaccinated. I had a good friend recently who, and this is what people believe, they believe in their doctors. They trust them to no end. The doctor had a pain in the neck.
Pain in the neck, that's what the doctors are.
Well, this person had a pain in their neck, so they went and the doctor shot him up with painkillers, right? So then after the doctor shot him up with painkillers, they shot him up in the wrong place. It must have hit a different nerve. So then suddenly the hands start getting numb, the arms start getting numb. What do? They go back to the doctor again and say, wait, you hit me in the wrong vein. Can you shoot me up again into another vein and make the pain go away?
How's that for stupidity?
And that's how people are. That's a perfect example of it.
Yeah,
you
unbelievable.
Know? Yeah, you should have cut off more of my leg. You only cut off half of my leg. I think, you know what? Cut off a little more. I mean, keep on injecting me with all of these things, and you messed up the first time. Well, it's frustrating now. I'm frustrated because I'm still in pain. Well, come on. I want the pain to go away. Hit me up with more shots. That's the way we are.
Well, that's, you know, part and parcel of thanks to Rupert Murdoch and Thomas Glocers of the world, the people who control the mainstream media, Lloyd Blankfein and the Queen of England through General Electric, NBC, Universal. These are the people that are controlling this planet, and so they've got to control people's minds. And when you control people's minds, you control people's beliefs, attitudes, and behavior, including consumerism, consumer purchasing behaviors, the trust and faith given to the medical deities, the pagan gods of healing are the medical deities, the MDs, and this whole pagan god of science that is so far revealed more than our creator. Well, gee whiz, there are those of us who know better, and those of us who know that the leading cause of disease and death in developed nations today is medical pharmaceutical sorcery. And we know that going to see your doctor is a great and grave risk, and the prescriptions that they give you are toxic waste, and if you consume them under this guise of helping you, you're in great jeopardy of having the side effects that are clearly posted on the internet in the physician's desk reference. You can gain that at your local library. just read before you take something. Look at what the ingredients are. Look at what the side effects are. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to then come to the same conclusion that we have, is that you put your life at great and grave risk when you simply go to see your doctor.
Exactly. You do. And you trust him with your life, or her with your life. And you shouldn't. It's the one thing you need. That's a lesson you need to learn here. You shouldn't trust anyone with your life. You know, trust yourself. Trust yourself first, and trust your instincts and your judgments, and also do the research. Do the research.
Yeah. And then look at this, how this feeds in. This discussion feeds right into the health care reform plan, which has nothing to do. You read the newspapers. It tells you the big pharma has been the major winner. Because there's virtually nothing that deals with prevention. There's very, very little that deals with self-care and alternative medicine.
Nothing.
This is not about that at all. And so you've got to think about this, folks. This is the number one voted favorite of people across America to out of pocket. They're willing to pay with their cold, hard-earned cash out of their own pocketbooks to see doctors versus go to alternative therapists and buy herbs. They consistently choose going to alternative care providers, going to the stores, the health food stores that supply the nutraceuticals, all the botanicals, the herbs, the oils, the essential oils, all of those wonderful things that can keep us healthy naturally, at low cost, at zero risk. All of those are wonderful things that are we pay for, and the vast majority of expenditure out of the family's pocketbook is for that. Now, why then, if the laws and the Obama administration is advancing health care reform legislation in support of we the people, would they be neglecting what we the people have already voted for with our cold, hard-earned cash? You see, it's a fraud.
Right.
It's a complete scam.
And then the fact is that they passed it, that they passed the bill, is ironic, because it comes at the same time now when they're saying the economy is totally moving upwards. So they're boosting up Obama's...
which is a fraud, too.
Yeah, they're boosting up his status because he really was going down and people were really not believing in him anymore. So they're boosting him up, saying, wow, look what he's doing now. The economy, he was right. The economy is moving up. At the same time, they strategically planned to pass that bill. And it's not like they had to go and pass it through anyone. It's the same people. They all had an agenda. It's all part of the main agenda. What they're doing is, you know, yeah, we're going to pass the bill. At the same time, we're going to do this. That way, we're not going to get too much people protesting.
Right.
Because already people are on the, you know, hating Obama, right? But they're saying, oh, well, basically the economy is moving up, so people don't hate him as much.
You know, but what they're doing, you notice that when Murdoch and Redstone, all the media mob bosses, big pharma media mob bosses, control the mindset by way of polls, you see. It is the polling. In order to know what to tell people and how to persuade the population to act in a certain way, you've got to know how they think. And that's what the questionnaires and the Walper polling and all of those. Well, that's a different thing.
That's also finding out how many people are in the demographics, like finding out what people you're appealing to. How are you going to appeal to them?
What are they like? Yeah,
that's also part of the count.
That's true.
Of it goes in there. There's always part of the bigger picture of why they're making this count so big this time around, more than ever. It's a census thing. I've never heard so much talk about it.
Yeah, that's true, too. And even Consumer Reports have issued a warning to people not to fall into the whole Census Bureau visitations. They're going door to door, apparently. And don't give out any information. If you happen to see a census person come to ask you whatever, tell them to just leave you alone. You have nothing to say to them.
Well, they did that before, around right around Hitler's time, World War II, they were going door to door. They were finding out how many people lived in the home.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
They did a count. So
whether you were Jewish or whether you were
whatever. Exactly. They wanted to find your demographic. They wanted to find how many people were there because you weren't going to get away.
Yeah.
You weren't going to run away. Just like they're building those watchtowers outside of where we are in Southern California, is claiming that there are cell phone satellite towers. Different levels that people can stand on with guns, cut right out of where we live, like right.
And thick metal armor.
Yeah, made out of thick bulletproof metal armor.
And they claim that they're cell phone towers.
Yeah, cell phone towers.
Triangulated cell phone towers.
Where there could be like eight different levels of people
with standing there with machine guns.
Yeah.
Completely protected by metal coverage. Unbelievable. And this folks is in Southern California. We watched them go up over the last few months. Bizarre. You know, we asked some of the toll road people what this is or what they were told it is, and they claimed that it's cell phone towers. Well, if you ever saw these things, we'll have to pop a picture of one of these up on the internet and tell people about it, Sherry.
Yeah. I mean, how about that woman at the airport that worked for the TSA?
Oh, that was
fun. We asked her straight
out.
He said, do you believe that terrorism is an inside job, or do you believe, as far as 9/11 goes, inside job and all the security that they're building up now since 9/11? What do you think? And she looked at I said, she doesn't want to lose her job, and she just gave us a look.
It was a big smile.
She gave us a big smile and shook her head like, I can't say it, but
right.
You're right.
You know, and what we're about to do with PharmaWhores, again, that website to check out the trailer for PharmaWhores is PharmaWhores. PharmaWhores, PharmaWhores.com. And in the film, you're going to see this concept being expanded upon. 42.9% a few years ago of America believed that the terrorist attacks were an inside job. A Bush administration, intelligence organization administered terrorist attack against we the people of the United States. And indeed it was. But that number has grown significantly. The 9/11 truthers have been doing their work, and there is more and more people coming around to realizing, what this is all about. And when you see PharmaWhores, the documentary, it will be another feather in the cap of this whole awareness movement. And it's stunning what you're about to witness with the new film.
Yeah, it's going to be, especially the part that talks about where the money went from.
Oh, yeah, where the money
went.
Where did the money go? Follow the money.
To where it was supposed to be spent to rebuild the World Trade Center as well. What happened to all that money? And how much was it exactly? Was it
$11 billion.
$11 billion.
That the number one most costly building project funded by private organizations and investment firms in the history of the United States. The biggest building project you're going to see in PharmaWhores is the Veer Center in the city center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Check it out, folks. You can do some research in advance of getting the film PharmaWhores and be prepared for a shock.
And I'll tell you, if you're traveling these days, it's nothing but a nightmare to travel. I mean,
it's getting worse.
I mean, coming out of Canada, first there was customs, and then this is coming back into the U.S.
How many times did they search your handbag?
They searched it once thoroughly, and then they sent us to another area where they had the uniformed military people with guns who searched my handbag and took out everything I had in that bag once again. So two times.
Everything.
I mean, every little detail. They shook it out.
Tell folks.
I mean, everything from a lipstick. They opened up the lid and they shook it. They listened to it. I mean, it was...
They hear from the lipstick.
I mean, it was pretty insane, What a waste of time, And they act like they're doing a great service to everybody.
Yeah.
It's all pathetic. I mean, what terrorists are they looking for? They need to look at their bosses.
Oh, how about that couple in front of us with the two babies? And the baby carriage.
Yeah,
it took them literally a half an hour to get through the screening area.
They shook the baby out. They shook the carriage out. They were shaking everything out. The pockets of the carriage, tearing it apart, undoing it. And they tried to fit it. Then they told them they had to bend it and put it in the machine where,
the X-ray machine.
The X-ray machine, and they couldn't fit it in there.
Yeah,
and then they told them that they couldn't take it with them.
They had to check it right away.
They had to check it.
They had to go back. They had to go all the way back to ticketing. They had to put their
the
baby carriage.
Babies. Two little babies.
Two little babies. Unbelievable. This is these look like terrorists. And the family actually, you know, it was like, oh, gee whiz, white, middle-class family from suburban, you know, Cincinnati. That's what it looked like with two babies. And, gee
whiz,
unbelievable.
Well, they wanted to blame somebody for all their inside jobs. You know, why not blame that family? Next thing you know, the woman goes into a building and shoots up people in a Pentagon building because she's upset about losing her job. And the husband goes and crashes a plane into an IRS building. And neither one of them actually do it. But
what was it? What was the news feature that we just learned about that the folks that rammed into the plane, rammed the plane into the tax office and the fellow that went in and shot the Pentagon.
They were
scene.
Friends, and they were actually trying to infiltrate the CIA and MTA big computer systems. And what happened was they tried to infiltrate them, and then they caught on
they
to them.
They apparently did.
They
yeah.
found out they were trying to do it, and they set them up. They staged them for took a one guy, and they said he crashed his plane. Some really wealthy guy crashed his plane in the IRS because he was fed up. He had to pay too many taxes. Meanwhile, the building was in flames. There was no gaping hole to show where a plane went into it at all. I mean, and then they just killed him. They just got rid of him.
They got rid of the guy.
Yeah.
So they didn't. There was no plane that they crashed into.
Nobody saw a plane.
Really?
Nobody saw a plane.
But how did they claim that it was a plane then?
That's what the story was.
Whoa.
That was the story. And then they
it's
had
like
some guy
a lunar landing.
That it was a plane. Yeah.
It's like they claimed the lunar landing.
Yeah. Well, how many planes shot into the Pentagon? Apparently it was just a missile that went in there.
Yeah, that I can believe that. I saw a lot of evidence for that. That's true.
Nobody saw a plane go in there. And then the guy who went into the Pentagon and was shooting up people, his friend, was friends with the guy on the plane. They hit the plane. I mean,
yes, they didn't tell that. They covered the fact that these two guys were friends.
Well, they couldn't tell you that because then there'd be
then it would be obvious.
Then it would be way too obvious. What are these two friends? All
and that they were both
friends?
Working as computer aces in hacking into major corporations' computer databases along with the Central Intelligence Agency, and then they claimed to have discovered a technology using satellite communications to see into about, was it 27 hours into the future?
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's a wild story. I don't know how much of that to believe, but the reality is, you know.
I do believe they were friends.
You know, truth is stranger than fiction in many cases, and that probably is the truth. You know, folks, you've got to figure this, that the military is now at least 25 years advanced in the technology that we the people know about, or the consumer marketplace, 25 years, a quarter. They were, you know, they used to be 15 years. It used to be,
but always advanced. Always,
they were all way advanced. Yeah. But in the last, with the explosion of technology, and the lacking increases in the technology applications that we're really seeing. I mean, we have a few things like cell phones now and other technologies, wireless technologies, but nothing compared to what the National Security Agency and DARPA, the Defense Administration and Research Program, are involved in. They are now at least a quarter century far more advanced in their technology than we the people have any clue about. And so when these guys who broke into those systems and then said that they have the capacity to view 27 hours in advance for security functions and even wagering and betting in advance on sports events and horse racing, gee whiz, you know, there's a part of me that says can't be, but then there's another part of me that says, you know, maybe it's possible because we're dealing with a musical mathematical matrix. Everything is math based. And if somehow you can get a portal, an energy portal, and that's been what has been talked about for, I'm aware, 3 decades now with the Philadelphia Project and with Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. If you study my book called Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, you will see that the 369s represents a portal to the spiritual domain. And I believe that it's possible. It's very, very possible with advanced physics and the technologies that we've been concerned about with the Star Wars initiative, that this could potentially give us this kind of what they call defense.
Then everything's been written. Then it's there's no change. Then the future's already been planned. If that's the case,
well, I don't know.
There's no way that destiny change. Then
if I don't know about that. You know, I think well, on to some extent, I believe that is true. I believe there's a God. God has a plan, and that plan is already written. And to some extent, you know, we need to fulfill our destinies. But on another level, I know that prayer works, and I know the power of prayer and mass can move mountains. Faith can move mountains. And so this is what I pray. I pray that written in the book of our destiny is the fulfillment of we the people's heartfelt, loving intention to create a better world, a healthier world, a happier place that is not directed by global petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel genocidalists, but essentially is run by people who support we the people, and that I pray that's really the outcome.
Yeah, me too. I do pray that it is, and I pray that people can change their future by, you know, for the good.
Yeah.
I mean, I just. And maybe that's part of the plan. Maybe there are some of us it's been written that they will change their future and it will turn out in the good. We don't know what our future is. We don't have access to the satellite systems and only God knows the truth.
Well, you know, I know that, again, free will is among the Creator's greatest blessings ever given to we the people. And you have will and you can choose to change your lifestyle, for example.
The Creator knows what choice you're going to make.
Well, you know, that's true, and I know that the Creator would like to have you make choices in support of the highest good that can be of you because the Creator loves you. And the reality is that, you know, like right now for what I would recommend people to do, you can choose detoxification, alkalinization, boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically, oxygenation, bioenergetics. Those are the five steps, folks. Detox, deacidification, alkalization, and remineralization. I must remember that. Remineralization, very important. The boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically. That's physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, environmentally, above all, spiritually. We've got to consider our immune system relates to every single one of those aspects, and we can take charge of those aspects. Step four, oxygenation and bioenergetic therapies is step five. These technologies are on healthyworldstore.com. The products that we've posted, all those wonderful new products and Healthy World affiliates, they deal with those five steps. And every single person has the free will to choose those things that are going to support and sustain and uplift us. So you don't necessarily, not necessarily everything is written in your book without your consent and without your choosing it.
Yeah, I just know that, but I just also know that there is a choice that we're going to make, and the Creator knows our choice. So, I mean, that kind of, we do have the free will, but it's you know what I mean, it's kind of strange. Our free will is kind of strange. If it's already been set what path we're going to choose, it's...
Well, I think that I'm a humanitarian and a humanist, too. You know, I'm a spiritualist. I am a Messianic Jew, and I love the Bible, and I do have to say that the Creator gave us free will to assert the laws, to live by the laws. And I look at sin from the Greek archery term sin to be veering off the mark. Whether your arrow was shot at the bullseye and it was off the mark, your arrow sinned. And I think today when we're choosing inconsistently with the laws, the way that the Creator laid out everything and how nature works so beautifully in harmony. And when we're choosing, whether it's choosing for ourselves or our families, our communities, or companies, or nation, this is what is inconsistent. I think that the destiny, I think we're playing out the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation has been written. We're going to have huge plagues. We're having them now. But I think for each and every one of us as individuals, the Creator gave us a great blessing by giving us free will and an opportunity to choose holistically and supportively, lovingly. Faith and trust, prayer. Faith and trust and prayer. Faith and trust and prayer. Those are the keys to sustainability and uplifting and sustaining ourselves optimally. So, folks, we're at the end of the Inside Hour. Again, we're going to be reporting to you next week from Hawaii. We'll be in Hawaii till the end of April, and then we've got to be back in the Madland for some wonderful programs upcoming. I'll be in San Francisco lecturing at the Conspiracy Conference.
And also there's another one you're going to be...
yeah, that's one of the health
the
conferences.
New Living
Conference, right?
Right.
And so you can go on. We'll try. As soon as I finish the editing for Pharma Horrors, I'll be popping up the new schedule on drlenhorowitz.com. So forgive me. The new schedule is not up there yet, but I will be back on the mainland at the end of April delivering some great programs with some great people also attending. So please see if you can join us. If not, certainly stay tuned. Weekly Inside Hour, bbsradio.com. And here's a toll-free number to call, by the way, for any of the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products. Go to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com. And the toll-free number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Stock up on OxySilver. Still, Best Buy, the total wonderful protector, eliminate vaccination risks, eliminate antibiotic toxicity. Get OxySilver. Tell your friends about it. Join as an affiliate in healthyworldaffiliates.com. Sell them from your website, and then you can prosper financially as well as be blessed for saving lives. Stay tuned for Don Nikoloff. He's going to be presenting Evident Footprints, as he does every weekday night on bbsradio.com, coming up right now.
And good night, and God bless you all.